Hey, everybody. It is Wednesday, March the 3rd, 2010. You are listening to WVEWLP 107.7 FM, Brattleboro Community Radio, broadcasting out of Brattleboro, Vermont. It's Wednesday night at 9. You're listening to the show, so gay. I'm Ken.
And I'm Becca.
How you doing over there?
All right. Sounds like my mic's working.
Hey, isn't that a good way to start?
It's a great way to start.
Because when it's just me talking and then there's a pause and People are waiting for you. It's really sad. So speaking of sad, some sad news out of UC Davis, University of California.
Really, we're going to start with sad news.
We are, because we always start with that, college news. We start with college news, just to let folks know that we care about college news.
I wonder why that is.
UC Davis officials held a town hall meeting after anti-gay graffiti was found on campus this past weekend, and it's the second possible hate crime on campus in the past week. Graphic anti-gay words and phrases were found spray-painted on the campus's LGBT Resource Center on Saturday morning, the latest in a series of incidents. Now, this is the big drama, though. So that's terrible, and it's a big blah.
That's my totally intellectual response.
I think that's a patented intellectual response. But the controversy is that, and this was all in the comments section, this was in a couple different articles, is that a letter from the center staff on the door vowed to leave, they're leaving the graffiti up as a reminder that intolerance still exists.
And their budget is low.
I think they can afford the paint. But that was all the drama on the comment section, was whether or not they should leave it up or should they not leave it up, or by leaving up words of hate, are you endorsing words of hate, or do you not, if you spray paint them away, or if you paint over them, could they just come back? What do you say? Paint over them or leave them up?
I don't think that you should leave them up for any length of time. I mean, I could see leaving it up for a specific length of time until you have a campus-wide event to remove them.
Right.
Or some sort of education around it and then remove it.
They're leaving it up.
But I feel like that just encourages people to go forth and...
Well, but you can't
more.
But you can't paint anti-gay words where there are already anti-gay words. So
but they could
that.
Paint them other places on campus, and then do you leave them up? And now those people in that community have to see those words every day, and that seems unfair. What do you think?
I feel like we should move to happiness.
Yeah, dude.
Happiness.
You have no opinion, huh?
The New York State Assembly passed a bill today that will protect transgender people under the state's human rights law. The 91-40 vote on the Gender Expression Non-Discrimination Act, or GENDA, came with bipartisan support. This is the third time GENDA has passed in the Assembly, but it has yet to pass in the Senate. So we want it to pass in the Senate. Currently, only 13 states and Washington, D.C. have laws to protect transgender people from employment, financial public accommodation, and housing discrimination. So good job, Assembly.
Yay.
Now let's go New York Senate. I think we've actually reported on this story before.
Yeah,
I think we told exactly the same story last year at exactly the same time.
Maybe not exactly
and
the same time, but pretty darn close.
Yet again, the New York Senate.
We have other good news.
What do you got?
We've got lots of good news today.
We have tons of good news today.
Did you get lots of good news?
I did.
Okay, I'll do one good news and then one kind of like, I'm kind of mad at the news site.
Okay.
So one good news is that D.C. started issuing marriage licenses today.
Exciting.
To gay couples. Of course, in typical bureaucratic fashion, it takes 3 days before they can actually get married after you file the proper paperwork. So this weekend could be the first.
It's a lot of thought that has to go in. You have to sit down during those 3 days and decide, do I want to be gay married? And then if you decide that you want to be gay married, you can get gay married 3 days later.
Do you have to ask your partner those questions?
I think it's more internal.
Will you gay marry me?
Yeah.
Did
you just propose to me
No,
again?
I didn't.
My God,
Ken,
it's like
how many times
do
I have to tell you this is not how it works? Gay marriage is not men and women getting married.
Story made you angry.
Wait, but there's more to that.
Oh.
So what's kind of interesting, I want to know your opinion on this.
Yes.
On March 30th.
Yes.
No, March 20th.
March 20th.
At the Andrew Mellon Auditorium, they're trying to get more than 400 gay couples to get married in D.C. to beat the Guinness Book World Records.
What's the deal, though? Do you have to have residency in D.C.?
No, they're actually arranging for people to travel there. I don't know if that's just for out-of-state families.
I have plans.
I don't know. It's just interesting. How do you feel about that? Like, they're going for the record. Is that to make a statement in D.C.?
Is it the record of most number
most
of people,
marriages in one place at one time.
Most gay marriages?
No.
Or most marriages?
Most weddings.
Sure.
Biggest wedding event in the world ever.
Kind of want to cater it, but
it'll
no.
be all gay.
Yeah. Do you want to go?
I think it'll be a fabulous event.
Okay.
I don't plan on attending.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I have plans, but I wish them well. It sounds like a big shindig.
It sounds like a good way of getting awareness out there, especially that's D.C.
Yeah. If you are headed down to the D.C. Gay Marriage Inn, then shoot us over an email. This show is so gay at AOL.com, and we'll send you a T-shirt.
I'm just surprised. You would think that would take a whole lot of planning, so... Have they been planning this whole time, just assuming that we would get it?
I don't think that we need more than...
Or
see, the gays
do we just
need...
have all those caterers hanging around?
No, no, no.
I can say that because I am a caterer.
The gays only need 3 days to organize a 400-person event.
That's
so,
true.
They're going to get the license.
A little bit of duct tape and some
and
glitter glue.
Days.
And ta-da.
That's all you need. What's up, Virginia? What's up, Virginia? And you don't care what they say. Yeah. Every time you turn around, they say your name. Yeah. Every time you turn around, they say your name. Play the ball and don't show. Now I've got a confession. Ha, 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 ha. When I was young, I wanted attention. Ha, 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 ha. And I promised myself that I'd do anything. Ha, 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 ha. Anything at all for them to notice me. Ha, 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 ha. But I ain't complaining. We all wanna be famous. So go ahead and say what you wanna say. You know what it's like to be nameless. Wanna know what your name is. Cause see what I was younger, I would say. When I grow up. That's the Pussycat Dolls. They want to grow up. They're going to be all these amazing things when they do indeed grow up. Now, this was kind of a terrible story. So this was Virginia.
No.
Well, no, it's just kind of hilarious that rights can be decided in such a way. A Virginia House of Delegates subcommittee yesterday killed legislation aimed at banning job discrimination against gay state employees. The non-discrimination bill, sponsored by Democratic Senator Donald McEachin, was proposed after new Republican Governor Bob McDonald issued an executive order that banned job discrimination based on a variety of characteristics, but he did not include sexual orientation in that executive order. So two previous administrations had protected gays against bias in state employment. So this is what happened. So the Senate passed the bill, but the House subcommittee rejected it in an unrecorded show of hands. They did a show of hands And based on the show of hands, the gay employees in Virginia do not get to be protected.
Lame.
That's all it takes. Let's do a show of hands right now on who thinks that's lame. We're raising our hands.
I can hear all your... You know what's sad is that we actually raised our hands.
We did.
As though people would know the difference. But I can hear them raising their hands, too. Dorks, they're raising their hands at the radio.
I love it.
I love it. It's wonderful.
We have those kind of listeners.
It's dorky, but wonderful.
Throw me a story. What do you got?
All right. Something good, something bad, something in between.
Something passionate.
Something passionate. Ooh, I got one that's going to make your blood boil.
Go for it.
So, blood donation.
Oh,
get it? Haha, blood boil.
I didn't see any blood donation stories this week. What'd you see?
Well, it was just another call. It was another letter to the editor kind of article that came out. And one part that I didn't realize, because as we know, if you are a gay man or if you have had sex with a gay or bisexual man, you may not donate blood. But I didn't know that if a gay woman slept with a bisexual man, I know this all sounds very complicated, but or a bisexual woman slept with a bisexual man, it's a 1 year waiting period.
Yeah.
Or even if like a straight woman or a straight man slept with someone 366 days ago who was known to be HIV positive, it's still
They just don't want my blood, Becca. I mean, this is, it's personal. It's a gay man. It's,
but you're worse than like sleeping with prostitutes or intravenous drug use. Do
you
know
it's
that?
It's not the first time I've been told that, Becca.
You're much more dangerous.
You're bringing me back to my 20s.
I'm just saying.
Many a guy tried to pick me up.
I had no idea that you were so dangerous.
I bet you're worse than sleeping with a prostitute.
Isn't that terrible?
Yes, I am.
I'm a little worried just sitting across from you.
Yeah. It's a great pickup line. It's one that I recommend. We have a lot of young listeners who are curious on what line they should use. And I've always had a lot of success with, hey, I bet you're worse than sleeping with a prostitute.
Hello, hello, baby, you called, I can't hear a thing. I have got no service in the club, you say, say. What, what did you say? Oh, you're breaking up on me. Sorry, I cannot hear you, I'm kind of busy.
number you have reached is not in service.
Hailing from Chicago, Illinois, Jade is a professional dancer and entertainer, and holy cow, did she rock the first season of RuPaul's Drag Race, getting told to sashay away so much earlier in the season than she should have had to. But now she's with us on the This Show Is So Gay runway. Jade, welcome to the show.
Hello, hello. How are you guys doing?
How are you doing?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Great to be here.
Oh, it's fantastic to have you. First we had Angina. Now we have Jade. This is good. This is a good lineup.
Angina, I love Angina.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So,
Jade, did you
this
have?
She's adorable.
Oh, she was hilarious. She was driving as she was talking. It made us a little nervous.
Yes.
Jade, did you have any idea that RuPaul's Drag Race was going to be the hit that it is?
You know what, honestly, I don't think any of us expected it to be what it turned out to be. And one of the reasons why I was very kind of calm and collected in the show was, you know, I just definitely didn't want to burn any bridges with other girls that I was going to be, you know, working in the future with. And especially if this, you know, were to take off, you know, these were the girls I was going to see the whole time. So I just wanted to make sure that everybody was cool. And I guess we just wanted to give a positive note on female impersonation and how it truly is a profession. So I guess we all kind of, you know, held their tongues more than the girls this season, but it's huge, and I think people are enjoying it more and more. It's taking different directions, but it's all definitely very entertaining, so I'm excited about it.
It's such a fun show. I adore the show. Now speaking, are you watching this season? You've been watching this season?
Yes. I've been trying to catch up. I just missed the last episode that they just aired, but
I won't tell you what happened
on Comcast.
Now, Jade.
No, don't tell me.
they are considerably bitchier this season. Now, I don't know if, you know, maybe they edited out your season, but it seems like this season when the girls go.
Are you saying that Jade would be bitchy?
I can't see Jade
and
as being
are
bitchy.
We allowed to use that word?
Well, we'll find out later
the
when
radio.
The FCC calls. But it seems like, you know, they go back into the lounge during the judging and they rip each other apart.
Isn't that the point of the lounge, though? It seems like they're like.
But was it
okay.
like that for you, Jade? It seems bitchier this season.
I definitely think that the girls are, they express themselves a lot more than we did the first season, but I guess, like I said before, the girls in the first season, we were just really out there to be the best that we can and show how truly professional we are and how much we do care about the art, as we weren't so much focused as who was going to win the competition, just
right.
in spite of the fact that light was going on our area of professionalism. So I think now that the show's going and it's huge and whatnot, the girl's really just out there to win the title. So they're going to do it at any cost. So I think they're just a little bit more, you know, edgier. And I mean, and it's great TV. I mean, people like to see the drama. I have mixed feelings about it because I definitely don't want that only to be shown on our behalf as us being, you know, just ghetto and just like talking and ripping each other to shreds and all that. But when you see their other work and how they do their hair and their makeup and all that stuff, you know, it's truly amazing how they can do all those things and the little bit of amount of time that they have. So it's cool.
Now, who would you have been for the Snatch Game Challenge? Is this just a giveaway answer? I feel like I know the answer already, but who would you have impersonated if you had had that challenge?
Oh, J-Lo.
Is that it? I mean, it was just a foregone conclusion, wasn't it, that it was going to be J-Lo?
Yeah. No, it's my Jenny. I love my Jenny, though.
But if they said you can't do J-Lo, who's number two?
Oh, wow. I don't know. I probably would have done Kim Kardashian.
Nice.
Nice.
No, I have to. I'm so excited. I've actually been really excited to ask you this question because one of the things that is so fascinating about this season of the Drag Race is the way that some of the ladies treat Tatiana. And it seems like the worst insult that they can hurl at Tatiana, and Tatiana really responds to it, is that she wants to be a woman as opposed to being a drag queen. What's that? What is that? Can you talk about that a little bit? Because I just think that's, from a perspective of looking at gender, which we look at every week on this show, that's a fascinating insult to throw out at someone, saying, well, you don't want to be a drag queen, you want to be a woman. Why is that an insult?
Well, I mean, I don't think that what she's doing is wrong. And actually, I've spoken to Tatiana, and we've both have the same kind of understanding of how we want to look as a female. I mean, we're female impersonators. So for her and I, we feel that the more real we look, the more we're accomplishing what we want to do. I mean, I drag is so much. I mean, you can have big hair, you can look fishy, it doesn't matter. But I think that when a guy that isn't taking any hormones or isn't in any plans of becoming a real woman shouldn't look so close to it. And I think that with them seeing her dress up like that and she's not always performing, they feel that she is just wants to be, I guess, a tranny, and that it's not fair for her to compete with the others. But my thing is that she's still not a tranny yet, and whether she wants to be or not, she's still a boy in drag, and she's competing just the same way as you guys. So if you guys feel threatened, then it's kind of like, okay, well, then that's your own issue. Because she's still the same. She's in the same characteristic of all the other girls. She still has to wear the same stuff. Whether she pads or not, I'm not sure, but I know that she's still a boy, and she has no alterations done. So
right.
I think it's just, you know, a little jealousy here and there from, you know, all of them.
We didn't play that on the first season of the Drag Race. I don't know. It was more, it felt more like home to me the first season. The second season, I just feel like someone's going to yell at me. And I don't,
I kind of want to be like RuPaul's friend, but I'm afraid she'd tell me to sashay away.
Oh.
I don't think I could take that. That would be brutal.
Yeah, I remember my first time when I first walked in and I saw all the girls, I saw Chanel and I was like, oh, she's a tranny. Fuck. Like, there goes my chance. But I mean, it's an illusion. And like, you know, some people can play it well. Some people go to the more drag art of it, like more, not drag, how do I say, more campy.
Yeah,
like totally over the top.
Where it doesn't even look like a woman, but it's some kind of art form of a woman, like with some parts. I mean, like, even like...
Right, it's like a Lady Gaga type of...
Yeah, like, Nina's an amazing performer. She's more androgynous than anything, but she's still a drag queen. So there's you can't say that there's one type. When it comes down to it, we're all performers, and we love to, you know, do what we do and, you know, dress up and do it to our best abilities, and, you know.
I'm mildly obsessed. I haven't told anybody this.
Uh-oh.
I'm telling Jade and Becca for the first time. I'm mildly obsessed with Tammy.
Oh, I love Tammy.
She just cracks me up. I don't know if you've seen, she has a video called Tiger Lily. It is, I don't understand it at all, but it is so funny. I'm obsessed with Tammy.
Oh, gosh.
Awesome, and she's such a sweetheart. I mean, it was so hard to see me watch her chassé away when we were back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And our times on the catwalk and stuff. I mean, she definitely didn't get to shine with what she does the most. I mean, the two challenges that she had was totally out of her element.
Right.
So it was kind of sad to see her leave so early, because I'm sure if they would have had, like, some, you know, do 1940s glamour or whatnot, right. I mean, she probably would have just...
Oh, she would have knocked it out of the park.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
She would have knocked it out.
So.
Now, when Miss Angina was on the show, we talked a little bit just about the state of drag. Because there was an article in the Village Voice all about how drag queens need to update their acts. And it wasn't a very nice article,
mean.
We thought. What, you tell us, Jade, what do you think the state of drag in America is these days?
They said that they needed to update what?
Their acts. They were saying that,
there's too
many people just trying to dress like Cher, and there's no people doing real impersonations like there used to be.
Oh, wow.
I know, not good.
Isn't that brutal?
I think that's just rude.
It was totally rude.
It is.
I don't think that it should be characterized in anything. Once again, I think everybody's different, and they should be allowed to express themselves however they want, and if it is becoming an impersonator or just dressing up and having a good time, I mean, it's all for, you know, good fun and good times. I don't think anybody should be looking down on that.
Right. This is entertainment. Like, we shouldn't...
Exactly.
I feel like we should have fun with entertainment.
Oh, that's a novel concept.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
It's been... I have to tell you, Jade, and this has been... When Angina was on the show, I'd watched, like, an episode, but I hadn't seen... I'd watched the episode that Angina had won, the Mac, the Viva Glam.
Right.
And I hadn't watched a ton of the show. And then after Angina was on, maybe 2 weeks ago, I sat down and I watched every episode. And I have to tell you, it's... I was actually really frustrated because that part of the gay culture is so not around here in Vermont, and it's not
right.
in kind of more rural places. And I feel when you don't have that piece of the culture, that part of the gay culture around you, you're really missing something. I would imagine it.
Definitely.
Yeah, just drag. What am I missing? I know what we're missing because I lived in New York City for, you know, 20 years. What are people that just don't even have access to drag culture? What are they missing?
Oh, my God. They're... geez, I mean, they're missing so much. I mean, I think anything that's good and entertaining, there's a drag queen behind. I mean, we're so creative with so many different elements. Like, I mean, I think we're good with helping people's spirits. I mean, I think drag queens, I mean, well, most of us, you know, love the art, and we love to encourage people to, you know, participate in it and have fun with it and just let go, because, I mean, this is the one place that we can truly let go of everything that we're feeling sad about, everything we're depressed about. Is just, you put this mask on and you go out there and you enjoy yourself, and we definitely know how to have a lot of fun. And if you don't have that, you know, you're kind of hiding behind different things and stereotypes within your own community. And I think drag queens and this art world definitely helps you let go and releases yourself and lets you be yourself more. So I think that's probably the one thing that you guys are missing out on.
I think it's killing me. So it's not killing fair me. Because we get all the activism part. That makes it here. And all the bad news makes
more
it here.
Drag.
We need a camp. We've talked about this, though.
Jade, how would you get this community started on drag? What
how
drag
would
you
whip Brattleboro into shape?
Well, so, I mean,
Jade's drag
being
workshop.
Being part of the show is one of the biggest excitements that I had, because I knew that I was going to be part of something that's going to grow and be in our pop culture now even more than ever. I mean, because I think that drag kind of died down for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And Ru coming back and bringing this competition and, you know, having it on VH1 and Logo, it's already letting you know that it's not just a gay show. It's an entertainment show. It's open for everyone. And I think it's going to open eyes a lot to a lot of people of what we actually do. That's where I'm kind of feeling a little weird about the second season being so much cattiness.
Right.
But still, you're going to see the fun behind it, and, you know, you're going to have cattiness anywhere, whether it's drag queens, bad girls club, or just people in the real world. You know, like, you're just going to have that. But I just didn't want that to be the focus point of it. But still, you're going to get the fun part, the entertaining part, and get to see what they can actually do and stuff like that. So that's the first step, just putting it out there and letting people get used to it.
Has the show opened any doors for you?
Oh, my God, yes.
Tell us.
Not one day that doesn't go by that I think that, thank God for me choosing to do this. It's, you know, definitely been able to travel throughout America, South America, the Caribbean. Just been able to meet a lot of new people. It's so surreal to me to have people speak to me of how I inspired them to do what they want to do. I mean, signing my first autograph was like the craziest day of my life. I was like, wow. And, you know, just knowing that people appreciate my work and they're actually going and coming in lines to see us perform. I mean, I think, you know, drag is back.
Yeah. And you have to know this. You bring class. I mean, you, Jade,
you.
People bring different things. You bring class to that stage. I was not happy when you were eliminated from the show, Jade.
Oh, me neither.
I was not happy. And I have to, I feel like I have to ask the requisite question. You and Rebecca, you doing okay?
Yeah, we're fine. I mean, I'm not going to sit down and lie and say we're best of friends, because we're really not. We don't call each other. But, I mean, it was really, like, I was just very, very upset of how I was let go. And, you know, a lot of people don't understand it. And for me, it was even worse, because I never really got any explanation, even when I was on the reunion. You know, I wanted to know, and they'd ask me, well, why do you think you're eliminated? Well, I kind of have a feeling of the fact that I wasn't projecting myself more to be more entertaining because I look at the show now and I see that they want a good entertaining show. Since there was no show prior to when we were on, we were just thinking they were looking for the real next drag superstar, you know, who's going to be professional, who's going to be entertaining, who's going to do what she needs to do. But then again, it has a lot more to do with everything and how you are overall. And, you know, there's ratings and all that stuff. So I kind of understand. But had I known that it was more like that, I think I probably would have been a little bit more open to the cameras instead of thinking that I was like in a business job interview kind of thing.
Right.
Well, let me tell you, in terms of ratings, they almost lost. Well, I had to see how it ended, but I contemplated just bowing out after you weren't on the show anymore. I was not happy.
But it must have been hard to be on the first one, because it's not a show that you could really predict what way that was going to go.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. We were just kind of like, we don't know what's in store. I mean, we would try to kind of compare it to Top Model or Project Runway, but then at the end, it wasn't anything near that, you know. I mean, it had the same concept. We were going to get judged by a panel. but we didn't know exactly what it was that they were looking for. So, I mean, we were definitely kind of the guinea pigs of the whole show. And
yeah.
I'm just glad that it did work out, and, you know, it's become as successful as it is, and it's amazing to see the billboards all around every city I've gone. I've seen billboards, and it's just, it's awesome, I think. It's really great.
Well, tell us.
Yeah. We were able to be part of that. You know, I think it's a part of history right now. And
oh, it's just great.
All the girls in season one, you know, opened those doors for all these other girls. So I think it's amazing. It's fun. It's fun to be doing this.
Well, tell us, what are you working on? What's coming up for you? Where can people go and see you?
Well,
if we have to go to South America, I will force myself to drag
myself. Yes, we will go to South America to see
Jade. Or the Caribbean, yeah.
Yeah. The one this year that I'm going down, Angina's supposed to go with me. She went with me last year. It's a cruise, and we go to like seven different little islands and little countries and stuff like that. But this year we're going to South America. I can't remember exactly. I think it's Panama or one of those. But it's with Pride Cruise.
Oh, great.
.net. So it's like, all are welcome, but they're doing like a party.
Okay.
Where people want to go with gay, bi, straight, whatever. You want to go with that group. What you do is that you get part of a package and you come with us, you see us in shows, we throw events at parties, and so like you're just kind of partying with all this whole group within the ship. So it's a lot of fun, and you do a lot of excursions together and all that. So that's not even work to me. To me, I feel like that's like the best vacation
That's
ever.
Awesome.
That's pretty great.
China, but she might not go this year, so Chanel might end up going with me.
Well,
What's up with that?
Yeah, I would imagine it's pretty
fun
with
Chanel. Do you
want us
to call her? Because... We have that kind of pull.
Yeah, we still have Angina's number. We'll give
her
grief.
I think I'm Facebook friends with Angina.
You and 5,000 other
if
people.
If it's on Facebook, it must be real.
We'll give her grief, Jade. We hold some sway with Angina, except that she told us she wears. Now, what's the highest heels you've ever worn? Because Angina was, it was crazy.
What did Angina say?
Oh, I don't even, I mean, I think it was like 3-foot heels Angina was talking about, which is... while she was driving and eating chicken McNuggets, she was telling us. It was a mess.
Ken's just making things up now.
She's such a character. I've been really blessed to be able to work with her a lot. Her and I and Chanel and I have been booked together a lot this past
great.
Year. So I've been able to get close to them. Because, I mean, you know, we all live in different states. So to be able to still see each other after the show and perform and have such a great relationship is amazing. Like, Angina and Chanel, they all know my mom, and Nina knows my mom. They've all been in my house, and, you know, I never really had a drag family, per se, or a drag mother.
Oh, yeah.
So, when I joined this cast, they pretty much became my family, and it was the first time I experienced the whole drag thing, so it was awesome, and, you know, there's so much good in drag that needs to be shown more that I'm hoping that with time people just get used to it and see how loving we all are. It's amazing.
Yeah, and now, Jade, you can dance. I mean, some of the queens were able to do some numbers, but you are the dancer, are you not?
Yes, I dance.
That was very modest.
Ken is throwing some daggers
that
out there to the
because
drag
I'm still
queen
a
community.
Little upset that Jade got eliminated from the damn show.
Ken, what did I tell you about angering the drag queens?
Know,
don't do it.
I know, Angina threatened me with the heels. I'm not going there. I'm not going there. So where can people go to learn more about you, Jade?
Well, they definitely could hit my Facebook up, and it's Jade Sotomayor. And there I'll be posting like where I'm going to be going, where I'm at. If you're ever in Chicago, I do perform at this 18 and over club called Sangria, which I've been working with them from the beginning. They're the ones who actually got me on the show. They set up my picture and my bio and mailed it in without even me knowing. And from there, everything happened. So it's kind of like I'm stuck with them. I love them. And,
that's
you know,
so
it's
funny.
We're the only 18 and over club now that has the amount of kids that it does. And so I try to bring a good drag show for them. Since most of them don't really get to see it because a lot of the performers prefer to go 21 and over.
Right.
So I like to see my kids, and I've seen them grow and become 21 and then see me out in the older clubs, and it's awesome. It's a good experience, and that's definitely where you would want to go. If you want to check out more information, you could go to wild-thursdays.com, which is the site of the club, and it gives you all the address. And I'm there on Thursday night.
All right.
Great.
Tomorrow night. Now, speaking of music... We got to make you do the quiz that we make all of our guests do. This is the part, Jade, now this is the part where you tell our listening audience what some of your musical selections say about you, Jade. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay. So what does, we played, at the start of the show, we played When I Grow Up by the Pussycat Dolls. What does When I Grow Up say about Jade?
when I grow up, it's just, well, the whole song, when I grow up, I want to be famous, I want to be a star, I want to be movies, was something that I've always dreamed of being. And there's lyrics in the song where it says, you know, people used to call me silly until I popped up on the TV. I mean, those are things that I went through. I mean, I had a lot of people not believing that you can make it doing drag, and, you know, being able that I did it, and I'm still doing it, and I still have so many more beliefs that I can do, not only as a drag, but as a performer. It just keeps my faith going. So it was a great song that came out at around the same time, and that's what it means to me.
All right. Awesome. That was pretty good. Now, right after that, we played Lady Gaga every single week, where it seems like a guest is choosing Lady Gaga. This is the first time, though, that a guest has requested Telephone by Lady Gaga. Why that song?
Oh, I just love that song. I listen to the lyrics of every song, and I kind of put myself in when I ever felt that way and how I felt. And sometimes I just don't want to answer the phone, and I want to be left alone and just let me party. And that's why when I heard those lyrics of that song, it's been kind of stuck with me, and it's kind of my new favorite song.
Nice. All right, I'm only going to make you do one more. And we're not even going to talk about the song because she's singing about shoes. We want you to tell our listening audience what J-Lo means to you.
Oh, wow. J-Lo, oh, my God. Even since before I knew I wanted to do drag, I knew I always wanted to be a performer and a dancer. And her coming from a small town in New York and, you know, doing the daily struggles that she does and, you know, riding on the sticks like we all had to do, get on the train and get to our classes and, you know, strive to be the best. And her, just being a minority, being considered a woman and a Latina, being able to go through all that and strive to the top and, you know, not be considered the best singer, the best actress, but she's still selling records and still she's a Class A actress, and just her franchise, everything, all her perfumes, doing so well, and now she has a family, and she just did everything amazing that she wanted to do and didn't let anything bring her down. Her strength is so admirable to me. I just look up to her every day and look for inspiration, and, you know, her style is sickening, by the way, so I love her for that.
All right.
So she's just a major role model for me.
Well, now I'm going to put you on the spot with that, because a few weeks ago we had a guest on, and we were talking about the intersection between the Latino community and masculinity. And just machismo. Have you encountered any difficulties being a Latino drag queen?
No, not at all. If you've seen me in drag, I do the kind of, you know, soft look where I'm approachable and I don't want to say scary, but not something where I'm going to leave an impression too hard on someone who's not used to it.
Right.
So just being able to have that soft look calms the situation down, and then just me showing them that I'm, you know, actually a professional entertainer, this is what I do for a living, totally starts easing, and they kind of completely forget about the whole idea, and they drop all the stigmas and stereotypes that they have of drag queens, and they open up. I've taught actually seminars at universities about drag and female impersonation and transsexuals, and at first they're all a little uptight, but once they're open to speak, they don't stop asking questions, they want to just keep going. So I think it's just throwing out the knowledge out there and throwing it right and not making it look bad. And I think, you know, with time, I mean, we've gone so long. I mean, we still have a long way to go, but I think we're doing good and we're pretty much on the right track.
Oh, you are helping it along, Jade. You are doing just such amazing work. Looking good doesn't begin to cut it. It is such an absolute treat to have you on the show. You just exude pure, pure class. And we love having you in the community. It's just fantastic.
Well, it was my pleasure. I love your show, and I definitely wanted to get to meet you guys. So I'm glad we were able to speak.
Before you go, recap all the ways we can get in touch with you one more time.
You could search me on Facebook under Jade Sotomayor. If you have any booking questions, you can email me at jadechicago@live.com. Once again, that's jadechicago@live, that's LIVE.com.
Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Thanks
Jade,
so much.
Jade, an absolute treat. Keep on dancing, okay?
I will, honey, with my Louis Vuitton.
Thanks so much, Jade. All the best.
Likewise, baby. Take care.
Bye.
Un beso. Ciao.
So as J-Lo is singing, again, about her shoes and love, but I think mostly her shoes, we want to thank our very special guest, Jade, tonight. What an absolute treat. God, she's stunning. She is stunning. Get out there, folks. Go do some amazing things.
Fill out your census.
Go fill out your census. Go dress and drag. If you've never done it before, go dress and drag.
Drop off your census at the mailbox and then wearing drag.
Yes, please drop off your census at the mailbox wearing drag. And remember, above all else, why be gay, folks, when you can be so gay.
State and changed everything. No more 818.